Stories from Charitamrita by Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami, Madhi Lila, Chapter 17, Verse 25 through 46. This is the another sequel to Lord Gauranga's Vrindavan Gamana Lila. Gauranga's Vrindavan Gamana Lila means his traveling to, which means his traveling to Vrindavan from Jagannath Puri. And while he was en route, he had to pass through one very famous forest that we all remember called Jarikand. And at that time, his Mahaprabhu and his servant, Balabhadra, they enter the, this is describing their journey through the forest. And what amazing effect the presence of Mahaprabhu had on those conditioned souls, we could say. Nirjana vane chale Prabhu Krishna namalan hasti vyagra patta chari Prabhu re dikhya. When Gauranga passed through the solitary forest chanting Krishna's holy name, Krishna nam, the tigers, elephants, upon seeing him, they gave way. And this is the effect of the Lord's presence. That automatically the jivas understand and show respect. Even jivas that are so fallen that they have appeared in the bodies of tigers and elephants, they somehow intuitively can recognize the presence of the Lord. When Prabhupada went to the Philippines, as he said. I've just come from the Philippines. And he said, he was amazed because when he entered the airport, one or two devotees were there to greet him, a very small contingency. And they paid obeisances, and every single person in the airport also looked at Prabhupada, and they also simultaneously offered obeisances. And Prabhupada remarked, These people have some natural humility. So somehow, intuitively, without factually understanding the identity of Srila Prabhupada, they understood, here is a God-man. There's the presence of God here in his heart. His Ishtadeva is enthroned in his heart. And I'm a pious person because Filipinos are very pious, mostly Christians, I think, Catholics, whatever. So they all, oh yes, they saw and they understood and they gave way. They offered respects to Prabhupada. So whether one's in a tiger's body or a jiva's in a tiger's body or an elephant's body or a human body, they can recognize the presence of God in someone's heart. We were once walking on the Sangha in Radhakund and with some devotees and one devotee, he was inducing the, there were some dogs there. He was telling the dogs, why don't you chant Radhe Radhe? And one dog was trying to. And then from that day forward, whenever that devotee would go there to Vrindavan, then that dog would come up and with his whole parivar and be very friendly. And then one Brahmin passed a remark, which that devotee didn't hear, but some other devotee heard. And what was that? Remember that? He said that the Brahmin saw this interaction between this devotee and how much this dog appreciated. And he said, this dog understands that devotee has prema in his heart. So some Brahmin's observation like this of some other devotee that we know. So this is an interesting point. How is it possible? What is the natural food for tigers, human beings? And here's two of them, not one. Mahaprabhu and Balabhadra. I think his servant Balabhadra. Yeah, Balabhadra Bhattacharya. One Brahmin servant is traveling with him. And as soon as they would see him, they say, oh, food. Oh, yes, sir, step this way. Here comes the Jagatpati, the Deva, king of kings. It's amazing how even animals can recognize godliness, but even human beings can't recognize godliness. Pale pale vyagra hasti gandara shukara gan Karamadi Avesha Prabhu Karila Gaman. When Garanga passed through the jungle in great ecstasy, packs of tigers, elephants, rhinoceros and boars came, and the Lord passed right through them. It was as if they were as if some Bollywood movie star went to some city and then someone announced, "Oh, there's so and so is here in this city." When we were at Radhadamodar staying there, there was one person that was very famous for playing Arjun in Mahabharat, some Indian actor. I think Arjun, Mahabharat. And he came to Radhadamodar temple for darshan of Prabhupada's rooms, and we were with him, escorting him here. And he had a small entourage of reporters and whatnot. He was very famous in India at that time. Then the word got out in the neighborhood, and pretty soon the temple flooded with 500-600 people. And he was on Prabhupada's veranda. They were already waiting for him to greet him when he came out the veranda. And then they said, you know, they wanted, you know, to have his signature. So he created this attraction. So then this is the point that they hear about something great. So even the elephants, rhinoceros, they're all coming. So one has to ask why. Every aspect of Shastra, why is this happening? Why in this particular scene, this particular exchange is happening? What is so special about this? Because Shastras are meant for improvement, purification, you can say softening the heart, attracting the heart, enlightenment, and solving problems, and guiding one on the path of self-realization. Shastras serve many purposes. But all along the way, there's deep meaning in everything that's being conveyed in the Shastra. So these are, how is this happening? Oh, well, it's because Lord Chaitanya is God. So therefore, and the tiger knows it. But how come Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he didn't know it? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, when Lord Chaitanya went to Puri, he didn't understand he was God. Oh, he's a sannyasi. He didn't give way. He didn't offer obeisances. So what's the difference? He also saw him, and he stayed with him in his room, and this and that. So this is something to think about. This is the prabhav that, as I cited that example, the devotee had some prabhav. The devotee had the Lord in his heart, and he had some prabhav, and that prabhav was felt by a jiva in a dog's body. Just as Balabhadra has a Lord in his heart, and he's traveling with the Lord, and the Lord himself is there. And so that prabhav, that influence of the presence of the Lord, either in one's heart, in one jiva's heart, or the Lord himself, actually registers and has an effect on the hearts of other jivas, irregardless of what kind of body they have, whether they're men, Filipino men, and seeing a great pure devotee like Prabhupada, or they're tigers in Jarika and seeing Garanga as Brahman's servant, or their dogs at Radhika and seeing a devotee. So the body never limits one's expression of their understanding. Deki Bhattacharya Mone Haya Mahabai Prabhura Pratape Tara Eka Pashahai. Balabhadra Bhattacharya was very much afraid to see them, but by Mahabharu's influence, all the animals stood to one side. So Balabhadra Bhattacharya, he's a Brahmin. I'm not sure if he's married. I can't say what his ashram is. But he had some fear, as would be natural. Not only fear, but Mahabhaya. He was extremely afraid. But Garanga, this is one of the lakshanas of a sannyasi. He's supposed to be fearless. So this is also underlying teaching here that one in the sannyas order, like Mahaprabhu, because on one level that's also going on, he's showing his extreme level of fearlessness by recognizing the presence of the Lord in everyone's heart. What do I have to fear? I can go to a jungle. Not that we can do anokaran and imitate Lord Garanga. Yeah, Lord Garanga, he's a sannyasi. He went with the tigers. I'll go with the tigers. No, that's not a very good idea. Unless you want to not come back. Hegatina pate vyagra kare jache shayan aveshitarek Gaye Prabhu Lagi Lacharan. One tiger was lying on the path that Mahaprabhu was walking along. like Hanuman. Remember Hanuman and Bhima? Was it Bhima? Hanuman's tail was there, and Bhima said, didn't want to, it's an offense to step over someone's tail. Or to step on someone's tail. That happens more. Usually we step on someone's tail. Things we offend someone. So and Lord Krishna used to like to play with the tails of the monkeys. He would pull on them in the trees and they make faces and they go, they make faces back. Because like every other Brijvasi, Krishna is a Brijvasi, and all the Brijvasis, they have 0 degree fear of monkeys and dogs. No fear of monkeys and dogs. So he was on the path. And what happened is Mahaprabhu was, he was in ecstatic love of Vaish. He was totally absorbed. And the lion, it says he was along the path, but literally it says Kari Shayan. Translation, doesn't say that. He said the tiger was lying on the path, but it's actually Shayan means sleeping. And so usually they say don't wake a sleeping lion or a sleeping king. Either one could be instant death. So this was a sleeping tiger. And Lord Gauranga is in ecstatic love, so then he touched the tiger with his feet. That's a lucky tiger. Prabhu kahe kaha Krishna vyagra utila. Krishna Krishna kahe vyagra nachite lagila. Gauranga said, Krishna bolo! Chant Krishna's name. The tiger immediately got up and began to dance and chant, Krishna Krishna. So that's difficult. To chant Krishna's name, because Krishna is very difficult, Sadurlam, difficult to approach. But it's not difficult to chant Radharani's name. Any young baby, even youngest child, can say Ra, Ra, Da. But this very easily, every Brijvasi boy can say Ra, Ra, De, Ra, Ma, 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 Ra, Ma, Ma, Ma. Ma 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 ra 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 da da ra da ra da rade 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 rade. So by the time they're 6 months old, they're chanting rade rade. So therefore, if Mahaprabhu can make a tiger chant the difficult to chant and approach name of Krishna, then Mahaprabhu's devotee can make a dog chant rade rade. Being empowered by Mahaprabhu's Shakti and Krishna's Shakti must be possible. So not only did he chant twice Krishna Krishna, but he started dancing. Dancing tigers. Are aradine Mahaprabhu kare nadi snan matta hasti juto aila karite jalapan. Another day when Mahaprabhu was bathing in a river, a herd of maddened elephants came there to cool down, take a nadi snan. Matta hasti. They are maddened and passionate. Burning by their own passion. They came to the cooling river to drink water and cool down. Prabhu jala kritya kare age hasti aila. Krishna kaha bali prabhu jala fele marila. Gauranga was bathing at the time and he was murmuring his Gayatri mantra. His anik. And the elephants came before him. Mahaprabhu splashed some water in the elephants. He's chatting, and he's splashing water in the elephants at the same time. Although Mahaprabhu was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he was playing the part of a very great advanced devotee. On the Mahabhagavat platform, a devotee makes no distinction between friends and enemies. On that platform, he sees everyone as a servant of Krishna. Vidya Vinaya Sampane Brahmani Brahmane Gavihastini Shuni Cheva Shrapakke Cha Pandita Samadarshana. The humble sage, by virtue of knowledge, true knowledge, sees with Samadarshan, equal vision, a learned, gentle Brahmin, a cow, elephant, dog, and dog eater. The Mahabhagavat, being learned and advanced in spiritual consciousness, sees no difference between a tiger, elephant, or a learned scholar. Or a frog who happens to be a scholar. Dr. Frog. You know Dr. Frog? He's in Harvard University. The test of advanced spiritual consciousness is that one becomes fearless. He envies no one and is always engaged in Krishna's service. He sees every living entity as an eternal part and parcel of Krishna, rendering service according to his capacity by the will of Krishna. Mahabhagavat knows that Krishna is in everyone's heart. It's a very nice the description of a Mahabhagavat, which we are all endeavoring to become, or maybe you are already. The Mahabhagavat knows that Krishna is in everyone's heart. Krishna is dictating, and the living entity is following Krishna's dictations. Krishna is also in the heart of the tiger, elephant, boar. Therefore, in the heart, Krishna tells him, here's a Mahabhagavat. Don't disturb him. Why then should the animals be envious of such a great personality? Neophytes should not try to imitate the Mahabhagavat. They should only follow in the footsteps. Anukara means imitating. Anusara means following footsteps. Our best efforts should be exerted in trying to follow them according to our ability. The Mahabhagavat's heart is completely freed from material contamination, and he can become very dear even to fierce animals like tigers and elephants. Indeed, the Mahabhagavat treats them as his very intimate friends. That's a real turnaround. The Mahabhagavat treats tigers and elephants as his very intimate friends. These are my priya, what do you call it? Priya Sakha. On this platform, there's no question of envy. When the Lord was passing through the forest, he was in ecstasy, thinking of the forest to be Vrindavan. He was simply searching for Krishna. So we're also in the forest, aren't we? Kapila Muni tells us that we're all locked in the forest, called the forest Vishayivan. Vishayaranya. Vishayaranya, the forest of sense enjoyment. Vishay, the forest of material enjoyment. But if we're searching for Krishna, we'll be successful and we'll get out of the forest. But if we're not, then we're ever trapped there. Searching for something we think is Krishna and is not. Se jala bindu kana lagi jara gai. Se Krishna Krishna kai prema nache gai. The elephants who received the touch of that water from Mahaprabhu began to chant Krishna Krishna and dance and sing in ecstasy. Dancing tigers, dancing elephants. But in Mangal Arati, you can't dance. What is that? In a Sankirtan party, you're shuffling your feet. Harinam Sankirtan. An elephant. You know, it's elephant dancing is not a small thing. You think, it was so hard to get my feet off the ground. Oh, imagine being an elephant. Horrible. Kaya bume pare kaya karaya chitkar. Chitkara. Deki Bhattacharya Mane Haya Chamatkar. That if dancing's not enough to turn your mind around, see them rolling on the ground. Krishna, Krishna. What's happening? Why are we getting the mercy? They didn't even ask for it. And we're always saying, everyone's saying, Kripa Karo, Kripa Karo, hey Maharaj, oh Sannyasi, Kripa Karo. Oh Gurudev, oh Vaishnava Thakur Kripa. Means give me mercy. So we're asking, but is that just lip service we're behind that question? Is it a movement of your lips or is it a movement of your heart? Is your heart asking for mercy? Is your mind begging for mercy? Or is it simply your tongue is flapping some mantra you thought is something you should say? You learned that when you meet a sadhu, you should say this mantra. Look, when you meet a sadhu, say, oh Maharaj, give me your mercy. Oh, and a little kid comes up. Excuse me, Maharaj, I have something to say. Give me your mercy. Because his mother's training him up in the mantra. So by the time he's like 35 or 40, he's really cool. Oh, Maharaj, please give. And then they put a little emotion into it and cry in his mouth. Maharaj, please, please give me your mercy. Fake. Ekdam Bekar. No backing. So something's wrong somewhere. The mercies flowing in unlimited rivers from the heart of Mahaprabhu in all directions, in all planets, in all every town and village. He said, my mercy, he said, my name will go. That means his name has gone. His name is his mercy. Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga. Bull. Gauranga. Gauranga. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. So continue there tomorrow. Seeing all this amazing created a great chamatkar in his mind, great bewilderment. What is going on? He is completely astonished. He is wondering, who is this person I'm traveling with? What is happening? Am I seeing something? I don't believe my eyes. No one. And if I tell anyone, they think I'm on LSD. If I go back to Mayapur and say, you know what we saw in the Jarikan forest? Wait a minute. In the forest, there's many different herbs, you know? In the forest, and all kinds of mushrooms and this and that. And I think you mixed something in the subject by mistake, and then you saw tigers dancing. Come on. Hey, did you hear Balabhadra? He said he just came back from his tour of Mahaprabhu. He said, tigers are dancing, rolling the ground. And then Simpson, wait a minute. Hello? Yeah. There's one crazy man here. You should come pick him up right away. I mean, they'll call it psychologists and tell you, you know, take away the guy, he's cracked. But it's real time, it's really happening. It happened, and it happens. These magic miracles happen all the time by the mercy of Mahaprabhu. Namo Mahavananyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Taitanya Namne Gorja Se Namaha.